Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and I am excited tonight, taking a break from the painting for a little bit, and fighting the second winter cold I seem to have gotten in as many weeks. It's on the downhill side, and that's a good thing. Tonight, I'm very, very excited because we've got Mitchell Levy. Mitchell, am I saying your last name wrong? Probably, but I didn't mean to. How do we pronounce
that?
You
got it right. Mitch, yeah, it's Levy, L-E-V-Y.
Levy, great, great. And Mitchell is one of these, he is a expert in, thought leadership and helping businesses get motivated and grow and all of this. We were just talking before we came on the air, and, normally people that listen to the show are like, what, you don't have a band on tonight or somebody making a film or something? And that's fine. I kind of like that because what a lot of these people don't realize is everything is kind of a business, or at least it should be. You know, if you're in a band or if you're making, you know, baskets or whatever, you should have systems in place, man, to so that can function, you know.
Absolutely. Let's cover that. Jamie, that'll be a fun stuff to talk about. Let's talk to your audience about what's needed and what I can do to help support, let me tell you what I do a little bit with folks. I would go into corporations and I help turn their experts into recognized experts, or another way to explain it is
nice.
It's thought leaders, because people want to hear about thought leadership. But when you think about it, and with some of the tools and platforms I have in place, I'm moving into a number of self-help tools where people are using it, where they're just independent consultants or independent smaller companies or any person that needs to get their brand out in the marketplace. And regardless of what you do, whether it's a painter or a musician or anything, you've got to worry about your brand and you've got to worry about how to get it out in the marketplace and make it work. And why don't we talk about that? That'll be fun stuff to talk about today.
That sounds awesome. Awesome. Fantastic. And it's so important. I mean, and I know, you know, it's funny because I think the artist, quote unquote, sometimes gets a little intimidated with the business side of things, and or even the small business person, you know, but especially if you're in the creative field, they're like, oh, you know, that's the drudgery part. Not really. Not really. Getting checks are nice. They are. Trust me. It's a nice thing.
Well, you know, that's old school. You know, you're kind of dating yourself, but yeah, getting checks are nice, or getting money deposited automatically into one of your many accounts is very nice. I agree.
I'm telling you, there's very few better feelings. Security, you know, and I tell you, a lot of creative people, what they don't think about also is insurance. You know, especially if you're self-employed, you're not paying into that Social Security. When you get a little older or whatnot, you have to think about this kind of stuff. And all of that stuff takes money. It takes wheels moving, you know. How you do that is Mitchell's absolutely right. Everybody's a brand, or your business should be a brand. I mean, that is so paramount. And from all levels, you know, Mitchell, I was just talking to somebody the other day at a party where we were talking about business logos. And I said, man, I deal with people all the time, and they have these great logos that somebody's made, and it's just super involved. And it isn't a great logo, actually. It's a poor logo because it's a great piece of art, but they don't think about it. It has to be reduced, and does it convey a message, you know? And that brand, I would say, is failing with a poor logo, you know? Just on something as simple as that.
Yeah. Well, first, let me take note with something that you say. I love it when we work with clients and they have lots of money and the check is unlimited. But reality many times is you're dealing with people who are scrappy, whether it's the smaller scrappy business owner or in your case, the band or the artist, and you don't necessarily need a lot of money to get your brand out there and do the right thing. The equation you should be thinking about is the one that's a fundamental equation of time and money. The more money, the more time you could buy, i.e. have other people help you. The less money, the more time you have to spend making stuff yourself, although you could make it smart and you could do some smart things. So let me share a couple.
I love
smart
that.
Things. Oh well, it's definitely. Let me share a couple smart things, which is
I am all ears.
Let me say this first, and it's going to sound like a business guy selling a business thing. And now, and what I'll do when I'm done, I'll then put it into an artist type perspective. For the business guy, what's really important is they need to be the recognized expert in their space. They need to be the person who's known for this type of activity. And one of the best ways to do that is to write a book, right? Because to have a book written is something that says, oh, well, you're the expert because you wrote the book. And so what I want to do is I'll talk a little bit of how you can write a book in 8 hours or less. And in addition, that book can also help you with your social media or actually be a component of your social media. But before we get to the book, because I jumped ahead of time, is talking about social media. And one of the things, Jamie, you do looking at your just doing a quick, web search on you before I got on the air, you've used a lot of interesting social media. And you've taken advantage of, and this is not a bad thing, a lot of the free services which are out there. And there is nothing wrong with taking a free service and making it work for you and then upgrading, if you need to. But what it does is it puts your brand out there in different ways because you need to play in the place that your customers want to be at or the customers are going to be at. So step one of anything you do – if you're visual, I think I've seen stuff on you on Tumblr, but you got to be on Instagram. And there's just some visual platforms you need to be on. And you need to create a good enough profile page, whatever that is.
Okay.
Right? That means if your prospect, whoever that is, the person who's going to buy your stuff gets there, they're impressed. Right? And then on a consistent basis, just like running this show a couple times a week, on a consistent basis, you need to put out content because you need to, in today's world with so much stuff and so many people with megaphones and so much content out there, you need people to kind of get reminded on who you are, right? So one of the things that I have is in this platform, ahathat.com, in this platform, we have 35,000 quotes that are available for free and can be shared in seconds. So if you want to share content, you could create it yourself, but sometimes the creative process takes a while, or you could share other people's. Now, not all of this is relevant for the various artist communities who we might be talking to. And so I absolutely would love to get more people out there helping and to make it so that instead of just 35,000 quotes, we have 135,000 and we've got stuff in a number of different areas. So maybe, Jamie, you could be somebody that could help me with that. But basically, step one, good social media profile, sharing content consistently, and going back to the example you mentioned on the logo, what you have to think about when you're creating a picture or something that represents you like a logo is you got to think about what does it look like if it's a 1-inch by 1-inch on a screen or half an inch or a quarter of an inch by a quarter of an inch on the screen. And if you're doing something that can only be seen, with very large parameters, then that's not the right thing for this concept called a logo, right? You could use that for something else.
Right.
So good social media background and presence, sharing content consistently. And you seem to do that. I mean, based on looking at the stuff you do, Jamie, you seem to be right online and making that happen.
Oh, yeah. Every day. Probably too much. And that could be a problem too, from what I've read. You know, you can almost share too much sometimes with people.
So
if it's
And so this is interesting.
Not engaging.
Perfect. Thank you. Perfect. You use the word engaging. So what I often get is I get the busy business executive who says to me, man, I don't have time for social media. I just can't do it. And what I'll say to them is how would you like me to tell you how to do social media in 5 minutes a day? And they look at me with this skeptical eye and they don't really understand what I'm about to say, but they'll say, yeah, sure. And I say, well, if you want to do social media in 5 minutes a day, here's what you have to do. In the morning, spend a minute and share a couple pieces of content you find interesting. That's it. Just go to a couple different sites that your customers are going to be on and share a couple pieces of content you feel you find interesting. And of course, that's where I love the platform Aha That. You can just go there. There are 35,000 pieces. Share what you think is relevant and then go away. Sometime later, whether it's a couple hours or in the afternoon, spend 4 minutes engaging the people who touched your content. Right? So it's basically if anyone's tweeted, retweeted, commented on whatever content you shared, then you touch them. Sometimes touching them is nothing more than a smiley face or saying thank you. Other times, it's if they've given you a comment, it's, wow, that's really interesting. I'd love to learn more. Or how do I find your website? Or spending a minute looking at their website and saying, ah, based on your website, I could see why you would make that comment. And it's the engagement part that will get you that much closer to closing business. And so social media, what often happens is people look at social media – and they forget that it's two words, right? There's the word social and the word media. And what we've been able to do is we've now, with our technology, is we've been able to make the media that for a long time has only been available for people with a lot of money or people who control that. We've been able to democratize media. And so what people often think about is now they've got this thing called social media, but they forget the social part. So, you know, the ratio of time you spend of posting versus interacting is that, you know, 1-to-4 or 20% posting, 80% interacting. And so you want to be on the forums interacting with people. You want to make yourself a brand in a place where you're, once again, your customers hang out and to make sure they know who you are.
Outstanding. I love this kind of stuff because it's so useful, you know, it really is. This is, man, I'm furiously writing down notes as we're talking. The good thing, this will be converted to a podcast. People can go back and listen to it and whatnot. And man, it's outstanding. Now, Mitchell, you had mentioned the Aha That. That was a you recently did a crowdfunding on that, right? And it's very successful crowdfunding, from what I understand. You guys went over your goal and all that, and that is in place now. The Aha, people can sign up for this and have access to all these quotes and.
Yeah, so the crowdfunding is. The Aha That platform has been out there and works. And what happens is you get, and this is where we'll talk now a little bit about the books, and then they'll share with you how the crowdfunding fits in. The what happens for anyone if you want to be an expert, or now in terms of an artist, if you want to easily have other people share your content. Now, in this case, a quote can easily include a URL that points to your picture, right? Or points to your song or points to your video, right? Because that's what URLs are. So when I use the word aha message, which is really, you know, an aha book is comprised of 140 aha messages, any one of those messages can be something really sharp that also includes a URL that points to your content. Right, a lot of times when people have already written more traditional books, They'll create an aha book of 140 quotes, and a number of those quotes will include a URL that points to their book being sold on Amazon, or points to a PowerPoint presentation sharing content, or points to a video where they explain something in more detail, right? So that's what's interesting is we call an aha book in the Aha That platform something that's comprised of 140 bite-sized quotes. And we've had more than 200, somewhere close to 300, 270 authors have written aha books in 8 hours or less.
Wow.
Right? So even if you're a band or an artist, to say that you here's a great example, and I looked at some of your work, and I just came back. I was in London last week, and there's a lot of phenomenal street art in London. I mean, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. I haven't posted it yet, but sometime in the next week, I'm going to post pictures of the street art I took in London. And I would love to see a aha book of street art. So imagine if you were able to pull together images of street art, whether or not you took them yourselves, painted them yourself, or even grabbed them from online, but just tied them together and gave the appropriate attribution, and you became the author of a book on street art. Well, if somebody then Googled in who knows stuff about street art, guess whose name's going to pop up? Yours as the author.
Right.
Right. So the interesting part is it's easy to create an aha book, and you could see now how it could be relevant for you, an artist or a musician or whoever is more artistic than a traditional business person. What the Aha Blaster did, and this is what we did for the crowdfunding campaign. So we were mm-hmm. raising 10K, which is what the goal was, and we hit 2.5 times our goal, which was really, tell you, I'm very happy about that. And what we were funding, which I have to say is still in development, so I needed to preface that, is the ability to automatically share your quotes. So right now, if you were interested in sharing content, let's say on inspiration. So inspiration is something that can cross both your, the artistic line and the business line. And we got a ton of quotes on inspiration. So you can go into the platform, you can type in inspiration, start sharing those quotes. What happens is you have to share those quotes manually. The Blaster, which we did the Kickstarter for, was to automatically share those quotes. So to make it so that we automate the whole process. So when it's done being built, we're currently testing it now. It's like any programming effort, it's taking much longer than I want. The cool part will be you'll be able to say, hey, I'd like to share this entire aha book. And then you schedule the days of the week and the times of the day you want it scheduled. And it just, the rest of it goes automatically. So you spend about a minute saying, hey, I want to share it Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or every day of the week, 2 times a day. And then for the next quarter or so, you've got content shared automatically. In this case, the Blaster will originally blast content on Twitter. And so it's a good way to share tweets and do them automatically, and that's what we're doing.
That's outstanding. And, folks, Mitchell's absolutely right. There is nothing that improves – there's probably a better business term for this, and I'm just not knowing it. We used to call it stance. When you know something, you are the guy on whatever it is, And, having a book definitely increases your stance.
You wrote the book.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Stone crabs are finally back at Bonefish Grill. Our favorite time of the year is here. Fresh off the Florida docks and served the way they were meant to be served. Chilled, cracked, and ready for dipping in our signature house-made mustard sauce. And they pair perfectly with our seasonal handcrafted martinis like our guest favorite, Winter White Cosmo. Hurry into Bonefish Grill for these incredibly fresh treats of the season and get them before they're gone, because they're only here while supplies last. Come see what's in season at Bonefish Grill.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. it's a destination. MetalMadeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. YourWebDesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi folks, are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries, Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
I thank you, by the way. But I looked at your site and I looked at, there were a number of things you like to draw, Jamie. And you could, depending on what part of your business you want to feature, right? So the, one of the things that you did was custom paintings or custom portraits, right? So you do a lot of celebrity portraits and then you do custom portraits. So how easy would it be for you to write a book that says the best painted custom portrait book, or how to do custom portrait books, or it's the – you know, how to represent yourself properly. Like, you look at the characters of Donald Trump, you know, do they portray him properly or not, right? So, you know, or it could be an artist's guide to characterization, right? You come up with the right title that's appropriate. And then it's 140 quotes. Now, in the past, we would think of a quote as just, you know, giving a bite-sized morsel of information. And that could be true, but it could also be, you know, let's say you painted a picture which pointed to, you know, a specific Donald Trump portrait or a Queen Elizabeth portrait or a Sting portrait. And you could say, this one represents his moody side, right? And, you know, so it wouldn't be that hard to do. And at the end of the day, you also at the end of each quote, this is one thing we've done that many other sites haven't, is we force you, unless you say otherwise, to give attribution to the quote by including a Twitter handle or a LinkedIn profile or something that gives attribution to you at the end of each quote. Because the cool part is you now have a book that sits on the website with a customized URL that you now have other people sharing your content. And that's what gets, you know, that's how you get to multiply the value of you, is getting other people. So, you know, you might say in the future, once you have your book, if somebody's going to come on the air, you might say, hey, share three quotes, you know, a criteria to get on the air. Some people do this and they want to charge $5 or $100 to get on somebody's radio show. And I tell my person to say no to that, but you might be able to say, hey, find three quotes to share and share them. And send me a URL.
Right.
And, you know, I couldn't say no to that because I like to share content. So I can't imagine something you put together I wouldn't be interested in sharing with my audience.
That's outstanding. And, you know, you were talking about my mind, you know, the machinery's clicking and clacking in my head. And you had mentioned inspiration. And one of the things I get asked a lot from people at shows or wherever, they're like, you know, you paint all these paintings, and I do. I paint about 300 paintings a year, and they say, you know, how do you to do that? You know, isn't that really hard for artists to be inspired? And you know, the thing is I don't know. I've kind of trained my. It, to me, it's just secondhand nature now. You know, it's what I do. But yeah, I could definitely do a book. You know, how to be inspired anytime, and then do it, and then. You know, where to find inspiration, you know, it's,
I love that. By the way, I'm with you too. I do a different form of inspiration. my inspiration is when people are talking, I'm looking for them to say their aha moment, you know, and I go, hey,
right.
How cool would it be? I could talk to anyone for 5 or 10 minutes. And I go, how cool would it be if you had a book on, and then I'd name the name of the book that incorporated two or three words from the last thing they, you know, from the last 5 or 10 minutes they spoke to me, and they go, "Oh my God, that would be a great book." And I go, "Yes, it would," you know, because it's, think about it this way. And this is where we're putting on our business hats, but kind of try to ignore the business speak, right? If you could do a book, because you're recognized as an expert, if you do a book, if you could do a book that attracts the people who you want to hang around you, which is i.e. the fun people and also the people that might have some money to pay you for the stuff you're doing. If you do a book to do that, why wouldn't you?
Right?
And exactly. And so that's kind of the statement, and what I get excited about personally, what inspires me is helping people sort of get their brand out or get themselves out in such a way so that they become their better selves. Right. And I think what people often forget, and this is part of the democratization of I'll use a couple of words, the democratization of thought leadership or the democratization of media means that anyone can say they're the expert at something, or anyone can be the best artist of doing this or that. The person who gets hired is a person who's good at what they do, and they have the right personality because I'm going to switch frames a little bit. They've been recognized and they get the right customer testimonials, right? We live in a world where we're looking for the Amazon 5-star review or the Uber 5-star rating. You know, if you're an Uber driver, this is great. I'm going to jump off on a sidetrack and then bring me back in a little bit.
Sure.
If you're an Uber driver, you know, there's a certain level, you know, if you're getting a number of 3, 2s, and 1s, Uber's going to drop you pretty quickly. If you get below a 4 rating after a while, Uber will no longer let you be a driver. What's fascinating.
Really? I had no idea.
I know it's kind of weird, right? What's fascinating was I have taken Ubers now in Europe and in the U.S. I just came back from London. So I have two Ubers. We took an Uber from the place we were staying in London to Victoria Station. And then when we landed in the airport, we took an Uber from the airport home. And they're very interesting experiences. Now, you can imagine after traveling all day, we didn't do a lot of talking to the Uber from the airport home. But normally we like to ask the question, and I can't say I've trained my wife this because she'd slap me around if I said that. But my wife and I always ask the question, hey, how long have you been doing this and do you like it? Right. And my favorite story is from a guy who he's Mexican. And he goes, okay. Oh, man, I love this. Been doing this for 7 months now. And, you know, I'm Mexican, and you know what that means. It means I got a big family. He goes, I got a big family, and I've been working right. In the past. I was a cook. And I was a cook at the restaurant. He named the restaurant. And he goes, and they were paying me $11 an hour. And I go, and he's been there for something like 20 years. And he's getting paid $11 wow. an hour. And he goes, I'm now an Uber driver. And guess what? I work for myself. I can work the hours I want to work. And guess what? I can now spend time with my large family, and they get to see me when they want to see me. And I'm making twice as much money as I made at my old place. And I'm thinking as myself, holy cow, that is absolutely beautiful. And I've talked to other drivers who were doing it to supplement other things or to meet people, you know, and to interact with people. And it was really interesting. Now, the difference between the United States and England is
okay.
The folks we were talking to in at least in London, their station was one in which that was appropriate for them. Like it felt like this was their full-time thing and this is what they had to do. And they didn't have the ability to do anything else. And I don't mean to belittle any country or any place, but I could say that we live in a beautiful part of the world. You know, the United States is a great place where you can do anything you want to do. And what you have to recognize is to find the tools that will help at least put money on the table, whether or not you're an Uber driver on the side, and the tools that will allow you to get your brand out there. You know, and you've mentioned and talked about a bunch of those, or certainly, you know, just Uber Jamie and Google Jamie, and you'll find out all the things that he does. And he does some things really well. and if you do those things, then you could end up spending the time in your life doing the things that are fun and worthwhile. I would assume if you're doing 300 Absolutely. Paintings a year, my friend, that you're doing the things that you love and are worthwhile.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, we work real well. You know, I wanted to say we work real hard here, me and my gal Danny, and then the reason is we play real hard. You know, we like to go to Disney World for a week and to be able to do that kind of stuff. And to be able to do that, you gotta not necessarily. I hate to say it because you have to work smart. You know, you got to do what makes sense and whatnot. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
But you're right with the Uber. I've been surprised. It's a trend I've noticed this over this last year, especially with guests on my show. Usually if somebody's on the show, they'll add me on Facebook or Twitter or what have you. And so you kind of like read those and you kind of keep up to date, you know, with people that have been on, kind of, you know, make new friends. And a lot of people, I can think of at least 30 guests that have been on the show are driving Uber part-time now, you know, so they can, like you said, you know, have a better life. Get some passive income coming in, baby. That's
yeah.
What you gotta do.
Well, it's, it,
you know,
if you talk to people, you never know who you're going to meet, by the way. And, but it's really fast. It's really interesting to me to what I haven't seen a lot of is I haven't seen the stories. I'll step back. I haven't seen the stories of how many entrepreneurs Uber has made, right? I mean, one of the things that President Clinton way back when said during the dot-com days, and this is something that stuck with me. He goes, there were now 30,000 people making a living off of eBay. And I'm like, oh, my God, that is so cool. And by the way, that's my dream for Aha That, is I could say I've got 10,000 people making a living off of Aha That.
That's
I don't
awesome.
See is
– That's a good goal.
Oh, I know. It's nice that – you got to have a dream, right? So, but that's what's interesting about the Uber thing. I haven't seen those articles yet. They'll happen. Of how many people are making a living off of Uber? It just seems like
it's a
great story to talk about.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I lived in San Diego, believe me, I'm a painter, so I've been a knucklehead in the past, and some stuff happened and whatnot. Long story short, I needed to hire a driver because I wasn't able to drive anymore, and so I knew a guy.
Well, we could all imagine what happened.
Oh,
with
yeah.
That. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. But you know, you make a mistake, you learn from it, move on, and learn from it. That's the big thing. But I knew a guy out there who drove a cab. He rented cabs, and he also and then that business he grew it into, and he started doing a limousine business. And I actually paid him, you know, $200 a month. And he would drive me wherever I needed to go in a limousine. I just called him. Usually I had to wait about a half hour. But it wasn't bad. And I had some friends of mine say, man, that's a lot of money you're spending. I'm like, well, I'm not paying for gas. I'm not paying for insurance. And I'm being driven all over town in the back of a limo. Really increases your stance, you know, when you show up to the grocery store to get whatever and the limo is waiting for you outside, you know.
That doesn't sound too bad. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, for $200, you know. And one of the things I became kind of friends with him because, you know, hung out a lot. And I asked him, he was always very neat in appearance, and he always wore a tie, and his cars were always very nice, even the cabs, you know, he made sure. And I asked him, I said, you know, that seems to be part of your brand, actually, bringing it back to brand. And this was pre-Uber, this is before Uber, about 10 years ago. And he said, you know, it's very important to me. And he goes, I make more money if I look great, the car looks great, smells great, and, you know, we show up when we say we're going to and all this and that. And it was interesting when Uber happened, I thought back to him. And he made a bunch of money since in another business entirely now, but and doing well. But I thought back to that, and I see a lot of the Uber people that I know driving Uber today with that same kind of mentality, you know, and you're absolutely right. That's a brand image, you know, and I think it's fantastic. You know, and Uber seems to be, you know, the price point's right. I think it's a brilliant business.
Oh my God, the price point's crazy. It's at least a half or a quarter of any limousine service that you would take. It's at least half of the taxi rates, you know, that you would take. It's
right.
Transforming everything, right? It's just, it's really powerful. It's fascinating, and that's
very, very.
That's the interesting part to me when I think about technology and what's changing. The answer is everything's changing, and the cool part, whether you're an Uber driver or anyone else, and this is something. If you're an artist, here's what I gotta tell you. I mean, I say this to business people; they don't listen to me either. But so, anyone you meet can one day be your boss. And if you think about your customer being your boss, everyone you meet can one day buy your art or listen to your music or hire you for something. So everyone you meet can be your boss. So what do you want to do? You want to be memorable and you want to treat them properly. And I realized when you mentioned it, Jamie, I hadn't connected to you. But if you don't mind, I'd love it if you would connect to me on the various sites that I'm on.
Oh, absolutely.
That'd be great because
I was just over on the Think Aha Twitter page actually, and I was scrolling through it, and folks, exactly what he's talking about. So many, and it's at Think Aha. We have links to all the various websites and whatnot. But I was just over there before the show, you know, kind of, okay, what are we going to, you know, talk about? And it's kind of seeing a lay of the land, so to speak.
That one has, I think, like 4,800 followers. You may also want to go to the Twitter page Happy About. So it's at Happy About.
Okay.
We've got about 48,000 followers on that one. And that's the one that I use for my personal page. And it's one of those names.
There are so many great quotes, though.
Oh, my God. It's what we're supposed to do.
I'm blown away. I know. It's good. And it's quotes that make sense, you know. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. I'm definitely adding Happy About.
Oh, I'd have it. Yeah, well, that's the one. I use that for me, and we had a company named Happy About it at some point in time, so I grabbed the Happy About Twitter handle. And every now and then, it's not – on a personal branding perspective, it really should be your name, right? No matter who you are, the company should be your name.
Right.
And so every now and then, I think about using my name, and I've got Mitchell_Levy, I kind of like Happy About, right? I still want people to be happy about working with me, so I haven't got rid of it yet, but one day, and it's less characters or similar to Mitchell Levy. So I don't know. It's fun.
It's right here. I just started following it, folks.
Awesome.
And I suggest you guys listening do too. That's great. Yeah,
so
these are great.
I typed in, if you go to ahathat.com, you can either sign up for an account or use it as a guest. And there's a trick you need to do to get what happens when you first sign up. You end up with something like 10 or 11 AHA books. And there's a trick. I have a library which has free AHA books. There's a trick you could take. Why don't we tell people just to do it? Because I'll show you how easy it is. The trick.
Boy.
So you go to ahathat.com. You could sign in. Like I said, you could either use it as a guest. If you use it as a guest, you get annoying guest messages. So you could sign up. Sign up is free. And you could sign up either by using email password, in which you have to do a confirmation email, or you could use your social media accounts. So Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn, I think, or maybe it's Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, whatever it is. So you could sign up. And once you sign up, you will automatically get whatever the free books are. If you then scroll down, we have a concept called AHA Libraries. And in an AHA Library, AHA Library consists of AHA books that the library creator has, and it's free to create an AHA Library. So, Jamie, at some point in time, if you really get into this concept, you can create an AHA Library that is dealing with artists, which would be kind of cool because we don't – you know, I've got one We've got a calendar on our platform. So instead of 140 quotes, it's 365, and it has an image from the author's personal library. And she did that as a gift back to her audience. But so you go to the AHA library, and the one at the top is the free AHA book library. So you go to the free AHA book library, and you click on Unlock All AHA Books. And then you'll have the entire database of content available to you. And then once you do that, if you type in the word inspire, you get 160 quotes with the word inspire in it. Or you type in inspiration, there's 75 quotes with the word inspiration in it. And so, you know, for you personally, you could be sharing this content today.
Absolutely.
Right?
And probably will be. I'm telling you, I'm signing up right now, Mitchell. I am, man.
That's awesome. Well,
this is
I'll give you a couple
ideas.
Oh, well, thank you. I was inspired. Well, I can't say that I was inspired and it happened overnight. This is just years of practice and experimentation and ultimately realizing that what I really have here is a movement. And the movement is one to recognize that we've got 7 seconds to capture somebody's attention. And let's do it in a way that does a couple things that are powerful. Right? We can capture somebody's attention by just sharing other people's content. Well, that's valuable. We could capture somebody's attention by being the author of a book. We could capture somebody's attention by having other people share our content. And all those elements are part of what the AHA That platform is. And so being able to speak, one of the things that you'll listen when you hear me is I try my best to speak in AHA messages in short, quotable bites. So that if you're listening and you only hear 25% of what I say, you know, sort of the average listener retention span, that at least one of those, one of every four things that I say is going to be inspirational enough that you go, aha, I get it. Okay. And,
nice.
And in your case, if they point to the right stuff, so a lot of my quotes will point back to AHA That or specifically point to a particular AHA book. Mac, one of the things I do, I don't know, James, do you have a LinkedIn profile? I don't know if I saw you there.
I don't. And I should actually, it's one of the things that I've been meaning to do. And I had one briefly and, but I didn't understand it properly. And I need to sit down for an evening, spend an hour or so, watch some YouTube videos and figure out LinkedIn properly.
You are so smart. I can't. It is probably the artist in you, or maybe as the artist community, you guys get this immediately. When I sit down with a business person and I go, and by the way, if you're in business, you have a LinkedIn profile by definition. And so that's why I'd say to you, you absolutely need one, because let me tell you why. And then I'll tell you what you do that is very inspirational for me, which is great. Let's just say when you meet somebody, the first thing that they're going to do when you walk away from them, assuming they have any interest whatsoever, is they're going to take your name and they're going to stick it into Google and they're going to see what pops up. And if there's
Absolutely.
Not enough inspiration on page one, they're not going to get to any other pages. And typically, somewhere in page one is going to be the top three search engines with your name in it. So they're going to see Jamie Rocks on LinkedIn, if it's there, on Facebook, on Twitter, on, you know, and you name the Tumblr, you name the search engine, you know, the social media site. So you want to have your name in the social media sites, right? And then, and you said it perfectly. If it's time to add your LinkedIn profile and make it at least good enough, you go to YouTube and you type in, how do I make a good LinkedIn profile? And you spend a couple hours watching videos,
right.
You said that, and you know that, but at least let's not do a but. In relation to business people, whenever I say that, they go, "Oh, that's a good idea." So
then they never
do
it. Yeah,
and they don't necessarily. I have to tell you, it was a couple years ago. That I realized that LinkedIn is not a your online resume. For such a long time, I thought it was your online resume. And so when I wanted to update my profile, I spent about 8 hours watching YouTube videos. And I could tell you, after spending that much time, I felt like I was an expert. And one of the things I was able to do is, at the time, I think I had 4,000 followers. I now have over 12,000. Right. And it comes by having a good profile and then practice. And then, you know, then you're ready to listen to people on what does it mean to get followers and to practice the type of tips you need to practice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. YouTube is one of those things I wish I would have, among so many tech things I wish I would have thought of. You know, it's it's been about 2 years now. I've lost my father, and I was one of those guys that my father knew everything. And, you know, I'd call him up, "Dad, the car is making this kind of noise." And I'd describe it. He knew right what it was and how to fix things and whatnot. And after I lost my father, one of the things is I lost that that conduit to information. You know, I didn't have that anymore. So YouTube became
your
my
dad
friend.
Your dad was your own personal Google or YouTube.
He was, you know, on so many things. And, you know, it was funny. He wasn't even in the he was an engineer. He wasn't in the art business. But there was so many times in the art business when things had happened, various things, you know, big deals come up or this or that, you know. And I would call him just to bounce ideas off of him. And he's like, "Well, I've never sold paintings, but it seems to me you'd want to." But anyway, pardon me. With YouTube, I found that, you know, you can find out anything. If you need to replace a belt in your drying machine, you know, then go to YouTube, watch a video, educate yourself, you know. And definitely I will be doing that like we were talking about with the LinkedIn profile, because it needs to happen. It's not one of those – LinkedIn, obviously, you know, for anybody who doesn't know, is not one of those fly-by-night new social media platforms. I mean, it's tried and true. It's there. Everybody has one, and everybody needs one, you know. It's kind of like Facebook. I meet a lot of people, especially in my business, where they're like, yeah, you know, they're being weird and contrite and artsy, I guess. And they're like, "Oh, well, I'm not going to use Facebook." I'm like, "Why would you turn away all those customers?" You know,
that's the right question. That's the question to the artist community, to the business community. Let me put it this way. And this is particularly true at the C-suite. So I'll often go into the executive staff level. Mm-hmm. And I heard a quote from one of my friends who he does this for a company that's $5 billion. His job is to make sure that the executive staff is thought of as thought leaders. And so the chief finance officer came to him and said, "Why do I need a Twitter account?" You know, and of course, you know, some of the others. And he looked at him and he came up with this response. And as soon as he told me, I said, "My friend, I am going to quote that response, and when appropriate, I'm going to give you attribution, and I'm using that forever." And so here's what he said. He goes, "Why would your investors trust you running a 21st century company if you don't feel comfortable using 21st century communication vehicles?"
All right. He's absolutely right.
And as soon as you hear that, you go, "Ah, I get it." Now, by the way, I think I'm going to use yours when I talk to people where it's appropriate. And I'll say Jamie Rock said that, "Why would you want to turn away all of those customers?" It's really simple.
Right.
It's very powerful. It has to be part of whatever aha book you do first. You use social media because you don't want to turn away all of those customers.
It's very
That's
true.
Perfect.
It's very true. And it's like you said, everybody you meet in, especially the creative fields, you know, if you're a band trying to, you know, sell some MP3s or something, I mean, it's the same as anybody, you know, you're selling stuff. You're always selling stuff. And it's so true. It's so true.
Well, think about this. If you're a band selling stuff, you know, you start driving Uber in whatever community your customers are going to be in, and then you play it over the air and you give people a CD when they leave. You know?
Yeah, you have a captive audience right there in your car, man. Yeah, you.
Right.
Matter of fact, if you're not driving Uber, you should be. Somebody in the band should be driving Uber just for that reason.
I hadn't thought about that before. That's a cool idea.
I'm telling you. I have a friend of mine who's a musician down in Key West, Florida, and he's got a gig down there. He plays every other month down there for a month at a time in one of the big fancy clubs there. And it's interesting because he's set himself up in this situation. He's like, you know, I don't have to go on tour. The world comes to me, you know. He goes, people from all over the world leave with my CD. I'm like, yeah, that's a pretty good gig, you know. That's
a great gig.
I love that idea. Yeah, you know, working in paradise. Can't beat that. Very cool. Now, we have some other links up here, folks, from Mitchell Levi. We've got the ahavat.com, which, again, folks, sign up for this. I have signed up for this. This is very true. I just did as we were talking and whatnot. And, of course, thinkaha.com, thoughtleaderforlife.com, and theahaguy.com. AHAguy.com. What do these other sites deal with, Mitchell? The thoughtleaderlife.com.
Yeah, so you know it's interesting. We all wear different hats for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So ahathat.com is the platform that's sort of the culmination of all my life's work, and it's the ability for me to take my ideas and put them out there in a leverageable way where the community can use them without me being involved, right? So that's why I love that one. The thinkaha.com website, that's my consulting website. So we do a lot of consulting and speaking at organizations. So the corporate consulting company would go to thinkaha.com. If you want a definition of what thought leadership is, I have a tab for thought leadership. And Jamie, for you, it might be worth looking at because on that tab, I have one for thought leadership and another for the thought leadership funnel, which in the business space replaces the sales funnel. And I, you know, I show things, I list it, I give a definition, I have video testimonials. You know, it's just a way in which I'm explaining what I do. As a matter of fact, what I hadn't seen on your website, I'd love to see testimonials of people who have had your art hanging in their house or in their office for a couple of months, and what do they think? Right, that's
very
an added value to what can happen. I have a website called theahaguy.com, and that's the one that the person who booked me speaking with you, that's for speaking and getting on the air. So if you go to that site, you'll see pictures of me, videos. You'll see questions, all the questions you could possibly want to ask me. I've got a bunch of them listed. And I love it when we're off script. And so we're off script. So this is a good thing. But that's supposed to help that community out. The last one I'll mention is, and I've got others besides this, but we'll mention one more. I've got a site called Thought Leader Life. Now, for the business person, I'm going to give a reason why if you're a business person, you want to go there, but also if you're an artist, why you want to go there. As a business person, you go there because the actual episodes are talking to thought leaders and or people who help others become thought leaders and what they do, their daily lives. Did you say you're in Miami?
Just up from it, a little beach town called Deerfield Beach, just north of Fort Lauderdale, actually. Yeah, about an hour north of Miami.
So you know Miami jungle then?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, was it Jungle Island? Oh, Jungle Island. Is that the name? Yeah, in Miami, it's a place called Jungle Island. It's right in the center of Miami. So the CEO of Jungle Island was my co-host for the last month. And then we interviewed people who had worked for companies like Coca-Cola and Red Bull, Hertz, and others. And we talked about, in this particular case, we're not talking about thought leadership. We're talking about how to maximize revenue at the door. So for business people, the content's cool. For artists, let me tell you what we do, and you'll love this. Let me not put words in your mouth. I love doing this, so hopefully you'll like it. what I did with John Dunlop's the CEO for Jungle Island. And so, you know, I sat with John and we did five episodes together. One episode, which was 15 minutes, which was what we're going to talk about for the month. And the other four episodes, we ended up having guests join us. So we had a guest for each of the half hour episodes. And what we ended up doing, and you'll see all of them when we publish them all, and I think we're getting close to finishing. What we ended up doing with John is we end up basically recording five episodes. And so we record using Google Hangouts, and we record directly on YouTube. So the video is directly on YouTube. We also take that video and we put it on SlideShare. We strip out the audio from that video and we put it on an existing podcast channel on iTunes. I then had somebody from my team write a blog post. And then from every half hour session, we pull out 40 to 50 aha messages. So at the end of the month, are you ready? This is really cool. So at the end of the month, we have five videos, five audios, six blog posts, an aha book, which we turn into a PDF, Kindle, paperback, and hardcover edition. So what Thought Leader Life demonstrates is repurposing content. And for the artist, this is what you've got to think about, is what format, what platform should your art be sitting on? And Jamie, you're doing it today. You're putting it on coffee mugs. You're putting it on T-shirts, right? So you're putting it on jeans, right? Your art can exist in so many different locations that you should be thinking about where it goes and how do you put it there.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And all those things are, you know, walking billboards. You know, it's the whole reason I got into merch is because I was hanging out with all these people in bands, and every time I went to see the band, I would notice in the back of the club or whatever, there was usually a little gal selling T-shirts, you know, with the band name on them or whatnot. And I said, man, I can do that at art shows. It's, you know, I can sell a $20 T-shirt just as easy as I can, you know, sell a $200 painting or something. You know, it's
It does two things. Yeah, well, it does two things, right? You make money, and it's a walking billboard.
Right. It's absolutely. And I think, you know, as you're, you know, thinking more on the aha book concept and whatnot, that's also a walking billboard. And really, like I said, you got my attention. You know, when you're a recognized expert in whatever field you're doing, you know, if you're making baskets or donuts or something, if you're the guy or the gal that is that person, I mean, how can that be wrong? You know, that's a good thing. That is definitely
it's
a
really
good
thing, because remember what happens at some point in time if somebody types into Google or YouTube and they end up typing in the whatever phrase is that cat phrase you use for yourself or whatever terms they use. If it turns out that your name pops up in the top 10, that's a pretty good thing in terms of attracting clients to your way. Then they're going to click on something and they're going to get to some place that's going to be a representation of who you are. And that's what we've created the Aha That platform. It's a representation of who you are in a way that makes you look good right away. And of course, if they then want to learn more, they can click on some links that are part of your profile describing the author of the book that brings them directly to whichever the appropriate website is that they should learn more about you.
Wow. Absolutely. Very cool. My final question, Mitchell, is all of this very expensive to do for somebody to get involved in this? Is it a daunting cost outlay or is it not that bad?
So, well, to share content is free. As you just did, sign up to Aha That. It's free to share as much content as we put on for as long as I see us doing that. If you want to automate the process, we'll be charging for the automation of the shared content. But if you do it manually, it's free to share. To write an aha book, we charge $450. And so what we do there, it depends on who you are. If you're really struggling, that's a big amount. If you're writing a book and know what it means to pay for a book, it's pittance. People are telling me to raise my prices, but I kind of like that. Because we then – you have the ability to upgrade if you want a PDF or a Kindle or a paperback or a hardcover. You could upgrade to something else. But just starting with an aha book makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Can I make one more question or proposal for those that are out there, particularly you if you're interested? We now have a new president unlike any other that we've ever seen in history. And what we've decided to do, my way of communicating this, is we actually have decided to allow people to create originally I called it a Dear Donald series. So I'm going to create an AHA library, which consists of books, AHA books, which are giving thoughts and advice and suggestions to the president-elect. And I'd like to have 1,000 thoughts and suggestions, questions. I'd like to have 1,000 of those done before the inauguration, which is January 20th, which means about 8 AHA books. I've got 3 people working on books now. And the one thing that I'll say is, although it's normally $450 to publish an AHA book, if you decide to do an AHA book in the Dear Donald series, that one will get a scholarship. And so you can get a scholarship with our company if you are a student, a teacher, or you're writing a book that has quotes and thoughts toward the president of the United States. So if you're interested in that, feel free to reach out or go to the website, ahathat.com, and it's ahathat.com/author. And it's got a 8-step process that helps you figure out how to write your book. And when you do your first submission, say that, hey, I'd like a scholarship, or you can click on a button that says scholarship. I'd like a scholarship because I'm writing a book that's focused on the thoughts and advice to the new president. And I just thought, for those that are interested, if you have a strong opinion and really want to, you could either write it yourself, although in the Dear Donald series, I would think you'd want to crowdsource it from others. So imagine getting 40, 50, or 100 people to help give you advice. What does that also mean? These are also people you're interacting with that could be your customer on another level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Brilliant idea. Brilliant idea. And I love it. I love it. I think it's great. Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, I'm looking, it's about that time. Mitchell, I've loved having you on the show. It is, been very inspiring and eye-opening to me, and I hope to the listeners as well. This is good stuff. And people, don't get turned off on that $400, $450 thing. I'm telling you, that's about, if you do it right, that's about 4 times of going out and having a good time. put that money in a coffee can and spend it better.
We're paying people to create a cover for you. Although as an artist, you may want to create your own cover. And also do a copy edit and a content edit so that, if you're not good at English and you have the thoughts in place, we'll make them look pretty.
That's outstanding. Outstanding. And I'll tell you what, if you're writing a book, and I'm only saying this, I haven't really mentioned this before. I'm actually, in the middle of a coffee table book I'm doing right now. To do that check out all your copy and everything, it's a lot more than $450. Cheap.
Oh,
I find the best price in town. It is. It's way more than that. But this is excellent. And, I'm looking right now. I'm on the ahathat.com page with all these I'm going to unlock all these books and whatnot. I'm looking at some of the top ones right now, and it's just outstanding. Good stuff. I mean, from all different types of subject matter, too. Just very, very good stuff. I'm liking this 140 Reasons Email Marketing Is Not Dead. That is very true. I was just having that conversation with somebody. Outstanding. Outstanding. Not feeling guilty. Good stuff. Good stuff. And Mitchell, you have a lot of stuff on Amazon and whatnot as well. People can go there, just put in Mitchell Levy and do a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And remember, folks, it's the holiday.
Yeah, well, for me, that's a thing. If you're interested, we're releasing a book right now, and actually we're doing an Amazon Day campaign for one of our authors today. She wrote a book with her dad, and she's 16 years old. She's in she's in Boca Raton, and she's local to you. And she wrote a book, and it's called "Mom and Dad, I Promise I'll Get Into College." And it's a great book that allows the reader. It's got four sections, two from Lexi and two from Jeff. And you could feel the tension between parent and daughter. And it will help people feel a little bit better and understand some of the nuances of this part of their life process. And we ran an Amazon Day campaign today. It became a bestseller. So now we've got a 16-year-old who's a bestseller, and she'll do some speaking engagements. And then when she applies for college, she'll be a best-selling author who has spoken at events. How cool is that?
That is very cool. Very, very cool. I needed that book. I needed that book to tell you, yeah, I'm going to art school. Oh, man, my parents were not happy. But they came around.
Yeah, good. Good.
I'm telling you. Oh, man, yeah. On that note, Mitchell, it's been so nice having you on the show. I really am inspired, and I'm going to be watching some YouTube videos tonight. That's what I'm going to be doing and getting that LinkedIn account. And I'm also going to be exploring the ahathat.com and everything, all the other links as well. Good stuff.
Well, thank you. No, I appreciate it. And it's good to hear from you. And when you start moving forward, if you end up with some unique and interesting and wacky ideas, and my friend looking at your websites, that has to happen. Feel free to reach out. And you could always say for you personally or anyone who goes online, if you actually say, when you submit your content on Aha That, you say, hey, I spoke with Mitchell or heard him on the Jamie Rock show, and I'd like to get his special attention, then my people will make sure that I get involved and I touch. Otherwise, we will make sure when we touch you that you will feel important and that you're part of the team and that you're treated properly, because it is all about good, compelling customer service and making sure that the person on the other side feels like the rock star they want to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And folks, that's about it for tonight. We will have this, of course, converted to a podcast. It'll be out on all the social media platforms, including iTunes. If you're listening to this podcast in the future on iTunes, hey, do me a quick favor. Hit the hello from the past. But hit the rating and review. That puts it up towards the top of the page, if not at the very top. And that's where we like to be. Okay, Mitchell, thank you again, my friend. Very, very good stuff. Very compelling stuff.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. And everyone out there, have a great rest of your year and a fabulous 2017.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good night, everybody.
Jamie Rocks' Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.